This week's letter is called A Parent's Question. Trigger warning, mentions of suicide. Every 45 seconds, an LGBT kid between the ages of 13 and 23 will attempt suicide. That means in just the next few minutes while you read or listen to this letter today, enough kids to fill your minivan on the way to practice or theater camp will hit rock bottom, and we will be left behind to experience a world without their laughter, jokes, and joy. Children gone too soon because they believed this planet might be better without them. I remember asking myself the hard questions, questioning not just who I was, but if I could be safe living in this world where it was so obvious to me that something was wrong. What I didn't know, the thing that was wrong was the world. Instead, I simply believed something was wrong with me. That sinking suspicion that something is wrong changes how you march through this world. It changes what you see when you look in the mirror and the paths you take. It makes you believe that even a parent's love is not strong enough to endure your evolution and that God must have made a mistake to make you like this. Then, I hear some kid somewhere was listening to my pride presentation, and I get a little hope that they know better. They know they matter. Maybe they're sitting outside the door or their parent has made a seat for them at the screen. But from either space, these parents are sending an alternative message that matters. Because what parents show up for, what parents pay attention to, will send a million messages to their children about what they can become, if they'll be loved. I still remember the first time I found out the kids were listening. It was in a message from a mom on LinkedIn sharing that her kid sat outside the door just far enough away that their parents never noticed and listened to my presentation. That night, this kid came out to their mom. Remembering my own coming out, I know how nervous they were, worried, wondering if they were about to lose the only unconditional love they have ever known. And that fear runs deep. It's enough to make you ask the deepest, darkest question a person can ask themselves. Is this life worth living? And when I know some kid, somewhere, even has that question cross their minds, I never have to question why I'm there, why I show up. It's to make a world and a workplace where it's safer to come out, where you're allowed to transform and know that becoming who you are is the best part, that knowing who you are is a superpower. And that's why for this week's blog, I shared my non-binary coming out story. It's a flashback to a moment, a panic, and a shift that inspired the stories I get to share with parents and kids that work at companies all over the world this month. Happy Pride. We'll see you next week.